2:08 a.m. Softly. Written by Astronect. Read by Britgrass. Summary. A bad night. A borrowed key. Lan Xian is Wei Ying's best friend. So, the club was shitty, and for once, Wei Ying manages to leave when someone starts talking shit, instead of, like, laying down on the gross, faux-fancy staircase under the chandelier and refusing to move, or giving a girl head in the faux 1960s van in the beach-themed club basement, or punching anyone, or crying. Which is, like, growth. He ruefully acknowledges his own growth. Ugh. He opts out of the taxi rank just down the hill and walks, because fuck, it really is nicer out there. He's still upset. He can still feel all upset, like a mouthful of water with nowhere to go, but glad to be outside, under the sky. It's October, and the sky looks like if you kissed it, you would taste something, and it would run like dark India ink down your face. Wei Ying buys a pizza instead, and scalds his mouth on it while he walks. The wind is cold on his cheeks. He gives the second half to the lady always on the corner between the faux place and the tourist bar, down by the river. Before Wei Ying knows it, he has swayed his tipsy, rueful, upset-mouthed self all the way to the little two-story collection of flats where Lan Xian lives. Ah, autopilot. It's such a rush of relief to be out of the club, to be drunk in open air, but the biggest relief of all is to suddenly be 10 steps from Lan Xian's front door. His shoulders tremble with it. Lan Xian gave him a spare keycard to the building once to water his spider plants, which is why Lan Xian is ridiculous. Wei Ying did kind of kill one plant, but he kept the keycard and the front door key nervously squirreled away, and Lan Xian has never complained or asked for them back. Wei Ying gets inside the building and up the echoing stairs. He leans on Lan Xian's front door while the lock welcomes the nervous key. When Wei Ying slips in, he only opens the door just wide enough for his body, and after, he tries to shut the door so softly. Then he locks it and puts on the latch, even though it takes him 3 tries, because it's important that Lan Xian is safe. This is Lan Xian's flat, and it is so nice and so safe, and it should stay that way. He manages to get his boots off, and with them go his socks. In this warm and quiet place, Wei Ying finds that he is still a little off, still a little shaky from not punching anyone or crying in any stairwells. Lan Xian's clean kitchen is making him feel better, and the soft nightlight in the hall is making him feel better, but he finally realises that his hands are still shaking, and he'll feel better if he can just see Lan Xian for a minute. So Wei Ying tiptoes to the door at the end of the hall, and yeah, okay. When he opens it, Lan Xian is already sitting up, and blinking in the light from the hall, and saying, "Wei Ying?" Like he's concerned, but not like he's surprised. Like it's okay to see his best friend Wei Ying in his flat, in club clothes, at 2:08 in the morning. Wei Ying says, wide-eyed and exposed, but not really in a bad way, never that here. "Shh, I'm not supposed to wake you up." Lan Xian makes a funny face. A lovely face. He looks so confused. 2:00 a.m. is not naturally kind, but this is a soft 2:00 a.m. This feels like 2:00 a.m. done over easy, with a runny yolk, like someone remembered just how Wei Ying likes things to be. Like 2 is sorry for what the hours before it did, and would like to make up for it. Lan Xian rubs a hand over his mouth, and asks if everything's alright. Wei Ying says that it is, that people just said some shit about him, and about his sister. And Lan Xian says, "Do you want to stay up, or go to sleep?" And he really fucking means it, doesn't he? He's moving like he's going to get up, like he's going to go turn on the low lamp in the kitchen and make Wei Ying tea if he doesn't feel like going to sleep. Like this is some indelible rite of Wei Ying's, to have Lan Xian awake and making him drink something warm when his hands are shaking for silly fucking reasons in the middle of the night. God. Lan Xian is just looking at him and won't stop, and Wei Ying fidgets for a minute. But he's been given 2 options and that makes it easier. A or B, that's okay. That's Lan Xian asking for things that Wei Ying can give. So Wei Ying leans against the doorway and mumbles, "I want to go to sleep, Lan Xian." Everything sways, all liquid dark and nice, not spinning out of control anymore. The doorway knocks against his elbows, but not harshly, And then there are hands on his elbows instead, keeping them from knocking on the doorway. And Lanshan is tugging him away from the hall, helping him into the room. Lanshan's room, where everything is so still and quiet and okay. Wei Ying, stopping them in the middle of the awkward room-crossing dance, says, "Wait, wait, I gotta take off my jeans." Lanshan pauses. "It's hygienic," Wei Ying insists. Lanshan makes a little martyred noise, but steadies Wei Ying with a firm hand on Wei Ying's waist. He has to let go again right away, though, to help Wei Ying tuck his trousers down, because they're very tight and Wei Ying is having trouble. "I'll wear the miniskirt next time, with the shiny leggings," Wei Ying mumbles, head lolling on Lanshan's shoulder. "Those are so, so much easier, Lanshan." Lanshan makes a little noise. It could be agreement. "It's totally chill to have your best friend help undress you," Wei Ying thinks, softly philosophical with jeans around his ankles. Even when his body glitter is getting on Lanshan's sleep shirt, even when he steps out of his jeans and Lanshan touches the side of his face just once, in a way that is definitely not intense at all, and then tugs Wei Ying down with him under the very lush, deliciously heavy duvet. It is nice and cool on Wei Ying's bare legs. They are both under the duvet together. They've left the door cracked, the nightlight in the hall spilling in gently, a little lighthouse warning of no storms at all. Wei Ying, very sleepy, very drunk, says, "No, Lanshan, I cannot be the little spoon." "Hmm," Lanshan says, shifting. Wei Ying burrows further under the duvet, under the blanket that Lanshan is also under. What a good thing that is, to be under the same blanket as Lanshan. Wei Ying says firmly, "I will cry if I get to be the little spoon." This gets an inquisitive noise, like Lanshan will be concerned if Wei Ying indicates that this is a concerning issue. It is not. Wei Ying is just explaining. Wei Ying says, "I'm saving my little spoon for marriage." A silence. Wei Ying says, "Lanshan, are you respecting this?" He slaps the mattress a little for emphasis. Lanshan murmurs, soft and warm next to him, "If you want to be the big spoon, that is fine." Oh, good. Lanshan does get it. But nothing is happening. Lanshan says, "Wei Ying, this means you will have to take the initiative." Wei Ying squints, which is not very effective. He is in the mostly dark under the duvet, where Lanshan is. These pillows smell like Lanshan when he has just washed his hair. Precious. That is a precious thing. "Well," he says. "Oh," he says. He rolls over to face Lanshan, who has rolled onto his side facing away, just his face turned back to peer over his shoulder at Wei Ying. A patient little spoon. Wei Ying scoots closer, and Lanshan tucks his head back against the pillow. Wei Ying throws a leg over Lanshan's legs, because his feet are already a little cold, and because that seems like the least challenging part. Only then does he dare tuck his chest up against Lanshan's back, to place a hand on the sweet curve of Lanshan's ribs. They stay like that for a moment, while Wei Ying feels the way Lanshan is breathing, gentle and quick. Then he moves his hand down to Lanshan's soft belly, tries to figure out what to do with his left arm, the one tucked under his body, and ends up folding it beneath him, resting his head on his hand. He discovers that he likes the way he can hide his face in the back of Lanshan's neck. Lanshan sleeps with his hair down, but he seems to have tucked it over one shoulder so it won't get all over Wei Ying's face. They lay like that. It feels nice. Wei Ying remembers to pop his head up long enough to check. "Am I doing it right?" Lanshan says, a little choked, "Good job." "Thank you," says Wei Ying, burying his face into the arch of Lanshan's neck. He mushes his nose on Lanshan's spine, but it doesn't hurt, just feels close. He thinks that he'll pass out right away, but Wei Ying ends up laying there for a good long while. He tries to be a good big spoon. He tries to be a warm and quiet place. It's not so scary. It's not so bad. The end. Thanks for listening. Reader's notes. Oh God. I took like a term of a Chinese class like 5 years ago that I slept through mostly because I was just exhausted during whatever exam season that was. So just, oh, there's, I probably didn't get the tones in that. I don't think I did. I listened to some pronunciation guides from, oh God, I've closed the tab. I'll record something in a minute, like with like whoever it was thanking them. Maybe I'll put it in the post. Yeah, I'll put them in the post. but yeah, no. Oh God. I listened to it a couple times, said the names a few times, listened back to it and was like, about half of those were close enough, and then went for it because it's like a short fic. So yeah, sorry if I messed the names up. Honestly, I did try. I'll get better at it, I think. I watched the show like twice. You'd think I'd like, you know, I'd just have absorbed it by like osmosis. They say their names to each other like enough. But anyway, yeah. Hope you enjoyed. I love this fic. It's like, you know, atmospheric. You know, just very nice. It's comforting. But yeah, thank you very much for listening. Bye.